Jay Sokol here from the city of College Station this morning. How are you?
Hey, good.
You don't have to give a name, but is there someone at the city that you were shocked when you found out that they're doing Pokemon Go?
No, I really don't know of many people because I don't ask. But I do but I do have somebody. Actually, I have one, two. I've got two in my office who do it. One in particular.
Yeah.
And they know a lot about this.
Really?
Which is helpful to us when,
okay.
you know,
now, is
working
it,
on events and
is
things.
Is it because of them or their children, or is it it's because of them?
Well, this one, let's just call her out right
okay.
now.
All right.
Lacey.
Yeah.
Lacey Lively.
Okay.
Who handles our marketing and so forth. She grew up, she is of the age where she
okay.
grew up with the games and
uh-huh.
so forth. And so this is part of her life.
Full
so
on.
So when it comes back in this way, she's super excited. So it means something. So for me,
but
it wouldn't mean anything.
Do you find her having reasons to be out of the office now that she didn't a couple of weeks ago?
It's research.
Yeah, gotta go
no,
do that.
But she gets it, and she understands okay. how people are using parks like Wolfpen Creek,
right.
Wolfpen Park. And so she understands how to reach out and how to market these things and what the events might need and what they don't need because she understands the mindset
yeah.
of the players. And,
well,
and I absolutely had none of that.
And that's, you know, Frito was in Monday to tell us about the event they had last weekend, which, you know, obviously was great. And well, the thing that Frito mentioned, which was interesting, he said while he was talking to the police, they were saying, here are all these people. There's nothing bad happening.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually interacting with strangers and making connections. And that's an unintended situation, I'm sure, that we didn't think about. And, you know, the police are probably glad to have those people getting along.
Well, some of the conversations we've had at City Hall are interesting because we have different departments saying, hey, should we send out some sort of public service announcement telling people not to enter this this area of our, you know, water facility or whatever?
Right, right.
Like, you know, look, you've got fences and gates and
yeah.
signage and saying you'll be prosecuted if you train. I think we can sort of let nature take its course here.
Yeah.
If somebody just can't stay out of things, maybe they deserve to be
yeah,
escorted that, somewhere
that's
else.
That's right. They learned their lesson somehow. But anyway, so that's the first that I was really able to see. I mean, I may have been around people who were doing it and I didn't know, but you could obviously tell you got two guys walking in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the sun without hats on that they were probably doing that.
I'm sorry, Pokemon what were you guys Go talking thing. About? I was playing Pokemon
yeah,
Go.
I know. See, that's it. All right. So what's going on in the Two Name City?
Well, you know, on Monday, that's when the candidate filing period begins.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Yeah, so get your paperwork ready.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, from Monday, July 25th, all the way through August 22nd, that is candidate filing. I'm sure you had Mary Lynn in here yesterday. She may have talked about that.
She did a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So for College Station City Council, we all knew that place two and mayor slots would be open because
mm-hmm.
Both council member Aldrich and Mayor Berry are moving on to the Brazos County Commissioner's Court.
Right.
And then we had the announced intentions from council members Mooney and Nichols
mm-hmm.
saying that they intend to run for mayor. So those announcements now create special elections for their places three and four, to fill the unexpired term. So all that say, your scorecard in November will look like this. We have vacancies on place two, three, four, and mayor.
And that's by the way, that'll be a very long scorecard in November. I mean, you're going to have to
got to go all the way to the bottom.
All the way to the bottom.
Yes.
Because it's not split up by party or anything like that.
Yeah.
So with that many new or different faces or faces in different places, new paint color in the City Hall or what
could
do you
be.
Think? I mean,
could be.
You know, something for the break room that would was not there before. I could see that.
Well, you know, you talked to City Manager Kelly Templin earlier,
mm-hmm.
and he said we've, you know, kind of been on cruise control a bit. Things have been we've had the same faces for quite a while.
Right.
So this will be very different for everybody. But if you believe that serving on the city council may be something for you, come by the city secretary's office at City Hall, pick up a packet that does not obligate you to run, but it does give you more materials to consider. So the filing period, again, it ends August 22nd, and City Secretary Sherry Mashburn and her staff can explain all the details of how this is supposed to work for you.
So. And it doesn't matter if you're the first to file, okay? Just as long as you make it in there by the time the deadline
Oh,
over.
The exciting part is right at the end,
yeah.
right? To see, is that person going to do it? Is that person not going to do it?
That's right. Yeah, all the talk. Okay, so that's it. And Stay cool. The pools are open and all that kind of stuff.
Do it, and be aware of your surroundings. Please keep yourself safe if you're doing the Pokemon Go thing.
Yeah, it's